B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
You ever sneeze naked?
No.
No? It's the strangest fucking thing.
Yeah. Turn it sideways, it should pop right into your pants.
I'm barely paying attention to this damn show. You think I can pay attention to a date?
I don't want sloppy seconds from someone else.
We listen to you every day. You guys are great.
Thank you. We love you.
This is Kiss Mornings with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Everything is awesome.
We're here live every Friday at Dunkin's.
All across the Carolinas, we are on our trek to meet 10,000 people, and our number's still low.
It is still low. We're only in, I think, compared to all the St. Patrick's Day parade and last week's broadcast, I think we're only at like a few hundred people.
But listen, 10,000's a lot. It was just a number we threw out there. We'd love to meet as many people. The 10,000 number is just us saying we'd love to meet as many people as possible.
Oh, really? Because I wasn't going to stop until we met 10,000 people.
Right. Oh, good. Okay.
But we are at the Dunkin' off of South Tryon, right across from the QT, just past 485. And come on and hang out with us, take photos, and that's where we're going to be doing the show live. It's still going to be a normal show. We're going to talk about all the normal things that we do. But we're going to have the legendary Friday free-for-all.
We're going to play Can't Beat Loren live.
Right.
That's my favorite part about the MRL show, Fam Jam, as we're calling it.
Yeah.
And what a jam it is. We are literally jammed in the corner of the Dunkin' right by the entrance.
That's true. I feel like greeters of Dunkin'. As soon as you walk in, you'll see our beautiful faces.
Nicole's saying she's having a hard time hearing us, and I wonder if we just need to turn ourselves up a little bit, Roy.
Hearing
we
you.
Want everybody all over the Carolinas to hear us, even though we are here at the Dunkin'.
Oh, okay. We need to be louder?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, we can be louder.
How's that, Nicole?
Yeah, are we louder now?
A little
bit. Just
make
sure we don't go in the red, they said.
Okay. Yeah, we're not in the red. We're fine. So,
good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm
you know,
good.
You can talk on the show with us.
I know, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Now you sound low to me.
It sounds low to me, too.
Yeah, we do have a big day planned here at the Dunkin', but also a big night planned tonight as the MRL show, including Nicole, will be sleeping over at Carowinds tonight in preparation for the big ride tomorrow on the new Copperhead Strike.
Yeah, I got to go, I guess, buy a blow-up mattress.
Well, so Academy Sports and Outdoor was nice enough to hook up Loren, mostly, with a bougie tent.
Yeah.
They said it's like an extra big tent.
Okay.
It's going to be more like glamping for me.
It's glamping.
Yes.
And Academy Sports and Outdoor has hooked us all up with sleeping bags and stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But I'm getting word that because it's going to be colder tonight that we might be inside camping, which is cool.
I still want a tent. I still want to put the tent up inside. I don't want to sleep in the open where people can see me and
that's weird.
Isn't it weird?
And by the way, they're saying that we're sleeping in the hall. Does that literally mean the hall of the hall?
No.
like a bunch of hurricane survivors?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay.
Gods?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so we'll have stories on that. In fact, we're going to talk to the guy later on in the show who's going to be camping with us.
Maybe you can push two chairs together, Roy.
I probably could, yeah. Or like I told you guys before, if worst comes to worst, I'll just go head out in my car and just sleep out there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be locked in at some point. I don't think you're going to be able to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to make sure you follow us online at the MRL show because that's where you can see all the fun. We're going to go live on Facebook tonight. It's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah, and we would love to see everybody come out here today. Once again, we're at the Dunkin' on South Tryon, just off of 485 across from the QT and... you can't miss us. We're all here. Big shout out to Melanie and Stacy and Kyle because when we got here, we were plugged into the corner with nice couches all set up to do the broadcast.
Yeah.
And the power outlet didn't work.
Oh, that's not good. We need power.
We've notified Dunkin' corporate of the issue.
That's good. So they can come out and fix their power issues.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want customers to be able to plug in and mess with their laptop and stuff.
Yeah, I just know when I got here, it was like a massive, you could tell everybody was rushing to move everything.
Yeah,
all the
frantic
wires.
For a second.
Yeah. In fact, get Kyle his black coffee. He earned it this morning, our engineer. So, all right, tons to do today. Up next, though, we're going to tell you guys, what's the first thing you wash when you go into the shower?
Your hair.
Yes, it's my
really?
Hair.
Really?
Do you not?
No, I don't. And guess what? This article says that hair is not the first thing you should wash either.
That's wrong.
I don't do it. You guys aren't doing it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to tell you what body part, according to science, you should be washing first when you get in the shower. We'll do that coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. We are at Dunkin' on South Tryon, just past 485 at Sandy Porter, across from the QT. We're doing it every Friday. It's the MRL Fam Jam.
And we want to meet as many people in this area as we can. Maybe you work in this area and you're listening to us now and you're driving this way. Make sure you come by. We got free Dunkin' gift cards to give to you. Plus, we've got Hornets tickets we're going to throw your way today, too. So
perfect.
Come by the Dunkin' and say hi. We want to take pictures with you as well.
But, you know, when I get into the shower, the first thing I wash is my hair. If it's even a hair washing day, I don't do my hair every
day. Oh, that's kind of true, Roy. You're right.
Yeah, so there, I don't do my hair all the time.
Okay, so
I didn't know guys did that, though. I thought that was just a chick thing.
I do it.
A dermatologist put out a new article that said how you should be washing yourself in the shower. So first off, they say don't shower too often. How often you shower depends on your activity level. So I tell you that. This is like my boxer situation. If I'm not very active, I might wear my boxer into a second day.
That's gross.
That's awful.
Also, it says keep it short.
Keep it short. Oh, I'm in there for like 25 minutes, 30
Are you
minutes.
Really?
Water
yeah.
exposure can lead to dry skin and hair. The longer you shower also gives you a chance to allow the cleansers to be more damaging.
Mm. Oh, you know what? I always just thought my hair was super dry, but now I know that's it.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you every morning I wake up at least... I prepare about 25 minutes to be in the shower.
You're so bougie.
Every morning.
I'm in and out.
Me too.
Oh, I like to stay. I like to feel the heat. I like to stretch in the shower because it really releases
Dude, you're not at the spa. You're in your bathroom.
Well, I really try to enjoy it.
It's just how he gets his morning started. I do it with EDM. He does it with a 35-minute shower.
That's right. They also say don't wash your hair too much.
Yeah.
Did you know your hair is made of dead skin cells?
Really?
I did know that.
Yeah.
I try not to think about it, though.
Washing too often could be damaging to your hair, and it says make sure you're washing the right body parts first.
What's the body part you go to first?
The hands, duh. You have to wash your hands first. Make sure you wash, soap, and rinse before you touch any other body part.
Can I be honest? Don't think I've ever washed my hands in the shower.
Ever. No, because they're getting washed anyway when I put all the stuff on.
But what they're saying to do now is wash your hands, then touch the rest of your body. Because if you don't do that, all you're doing is spreading your germs all over your body.
And did you say that you do that?
I did. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh. I, for some reason, wash my right leg first.
What?
Yeah, that's why I get. I soap up my hand, and I go to my right leg first, and I go to my left leg.
You don't even use a loofah or a towel?
I don't get to the legs until after the kibbles and bits.
No.
Hmm.
Also, they say to this is from a dermatologist. These are the way you should be taking a shower, which is good if you're in the shower. Right. By the way, if anybody's in the shower right now, call us.
Yeah, we'll talk to you while you're in there.
We'll work you through it.
Yeah, we'll ask what you're touching first. It's not weird at all.
And by the way, if you're shaving, do it last.
Yeah, because your skin is pores have opened or something.
I'm telling you, we'll put this article up at kiss95.1.com because there's a lot more to it.
I loofah last.
What does that mean?
Like, I wash my body last. I wash my hair first, then I shave, then I do my body.
Really?
Yeah.
You shave in the middle of a shower?
Yeah.
How?
I'm all out of order.
You are. You're doing it all wrong. You're filthy. All right, you ready to get into the dirty?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So everyone remembers when Forbes magazine called Kylie Jenner a self-made billionaire, and she received so much hate for it. Well, she says that she believes that she hasn't received any money from her parents after the age of 15, and she says that none of her money is inherited. So she's now, you know, coming out and saying, "Now I believe 100% of it is my money, started by my company that I did on my own."
She still can't see the fact that there was a Kardashian empire that led to her followers.
Right.
That...
And I think everyone's point is that if Keeping Up with the Kardashians never existed, if there was never that infamous tape that propelled Kim Kardashian to stardom, you would be a nobody.
Mm. So you're saying the whole Kardashian empire is based on that
tape.
Adult tape, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm. Yeah, if you were so popular, why don't you change your name to Jenner?
I mean, here's the thing. She's a Jenner.
Oh, never mind.
I'm like, she is a Jenner.
Why don't you drop the Kardashian name and just be a Jenner? We'll see how you do.
But, you know, like, if I personally started a makeup line, it would never be as popular as Kylie Jenner's makeup line.
Yeah, don't get
she's
got to
see that.
Everybody's got a chance in this world.
Come on, Lorraine. Come Everybody on. Wants to put on some Lorraine in the morning.
All right, that's fair. You know what? I'm going to talk to a lawyer and copyright that this weekend.
I wake up every day, I put Ren on my lips.
I wear Ren.
All right, so Nick Jonas and Sophia Turner, they say that their wedding is set for June in the south of France. So we're going to get another Jonas Brother wedding in no time.
I cannot wait. I would bet that there will be a reception at Nelly's in Belmont.
I would hope so. And Manny
another
and I,
event we won't be invited to.
Well, that's true. But we're slowly infiltrating in Belmont. Manny and I are hosting a fashion show next week.
So my wife's boss is like real close. He's born and raised in Belmont, very close with the Jonas family. And yeah, we're hosting an event, and Mrs. Jonas is going to be walking.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it's a fashion show.
When you're there, are you going to be like, hey, invite me to the wedding?
I'm going
to
act like I don't know them. Like, yeah. Here she is, Barbara Honus.
That's a cool name. All right,
and her husband, Kevin.
Prince Harry is actually taking a paternity leave. He'll get to enjoy some of the time at home with the new baby with Meghan Markle while she's on maternity leave. And Queen Mummy has approved.
Mm.
Woo.
Good.
But that is your dirty for now.
All right. So yesterday, producer Nicole, she got to play in the mystery box.
Yeah. So she didn't know that there was a squished up donut in there.
Yeah. And we told her that, hey, back in 2017, this item killed someone, which is true. Someone choked on a donut in 2017.
But don't let that hinder you to come into Dunkin' today to say hi to us.
No, that was years ago.
Yeah, and that was real weird.
User error.
Actually, it was like a half. It was like a half.
User error. The man didn't know how to eat a donut.
It was like a half-pound donut. It was like massive.
Oh.
So it really was.
Okay.
It was him. But so you have to hear Nicole have the biggest meltdown over a donut.
She's blindfolded, and her hands are in the mystery box.
All right, mystery box is coming your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's time for Mystery Box. Producer Nicole is out of the studio getting a blindfold on, and inside is just a chocolate donut.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna tell her about some facts involving the donuts to maybe kind of scare her a little bit.
Okay.
But she's going to go in here, and she can only use her fingers to figure out what it is.
Yep, and it's mushy. We mushed up the donut, so it's not a circle at any anymore. It's got chocolate icing on top, so it's going to be kind of messy. And it's in, for you guys who are paying attention, it is in a little fish tank where we can see through, but she'll be blindfolded, so she can't see it.
All right, Lorraine is bringing producer Nicole into the studio. Hi, welcome to the studio. Now, I will tell you, Nicole,
the box.
In 2017, the item that you're going to touch claimed the life of one man.
Excuse me?
And one man died from this item that's in this box in 2017.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is that for
just
real?
One man, so that's not...
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Your odds are pretty good.
Can you tell me the context of how he died?
Well, I can't because it would give away the item.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This item is also old.
Yep.
Okay?
All right, reach in.
No.
No.
No, right. You got, like, you're ready.
All right, her hands are just now going into the box. She keeps bringing them back out. She's very scared. Just, she's quickly jamming her fingers into the box.
Can I kill it? Is that a thing?
No,
I
think it's already pretty, dead. It's pretty much dead, yeah.
It's not alive.
Was it ever alive?
Just touch it.
Now she's concerned for the humanitarian purposes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's reaching
out. Stop, Marin! I always help you out.
What does it feel like? Describe it for our audience.
Okay. Okay, It's squishy! Is it a jellyfish?
No, why are you yelling? We're all right here. No, it's not a jellyfish.
Sorry.
You're blindfolded. You don't have earplugs in.
Yeah.
It's not a jellyfish.
No,
no,
it's not
a jellyfish. No.
Why did you say that?
Because it's squishy and you said it was dead and it killed someone and I've been stung by a jellyfish, so I know it hurts.
Nicole is barely touching it, you guys. Just the fingertips.
Oh, she's
now she's grabbed
it. Okay, I got it in my hand.
Okay, tell us what you feel.
Is it Play-Doh?
It's not Play-Doh.
It's not Play-Doh.
Okay. Is it...
So describe what you're feeling.
Okay, so it is a squishy Contex.
Okay.
And, Yeah, I mean, it really feels like Play-Doh.
Do you want to eat it or smell it?
Okay, I'll smell it, I guess.
By the way, Nicole, you're the only one in the Carolinas that doesn't know what it is because we've told everyone.
Oh, this is a donut!
Yay!
That's it!
Yes, in 2017, a man choked and died while eating one of these. It is a donut.
It's from last week, from when we brought it back from Dunkin'.
And you kept it? That's more concerning.
I think you found it in his car.
It had fallen out of the box. There you go.
I really thought it was a jellyfish.
No, you screaming over a donut was great.
Isn't it so funny? Because we've all played Mystery Box, and you have no idea what's in there. One time we had, what did we have in there?
Crickets
in there. Yeah. Which then
crickets
started
were alive. They were jumping.
Yeah, it started a cricket infestation here at the radio station.
A pig's foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a pig's foot in there.
I would have slapped you.
It was an old pig foot.
It was different times.
Yeah.
We've done a raw egg in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was weird.
I remember one time we put a pine needle in there and it poked our old producer and she flipped out. She thought she got bit by something.
It was like a porcupine or something.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Also, go check out that video of Nicole in the mystery box at the MRL show on our Instagram. Up next, we got to talk about, we are live, by the way, from the Dunkin' on South Tryon right off of 485. Stop by and say hi. We have free Dunkin' gift cards for you plus some Hornets tickets. But we got to talk next about the whole Florida man followed by your birthday. We posted about it last night at the MRL show. We have so many funny responses to read. And we'll do that coming up in about 8 minutes on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show live from Dunkin' on South Tryon.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. We are at Dunkin' on South Tryon, just past 45, right there at Sandy Porter across from the QT. And we're doing this because we're trying to meet 10,000 people.
We just met Juan.
Uh-huh.
We did.
Hopefully we'll meet two, and then three, and then four.
I'm sure you haven't heard that joke
yet. I know. You and your dad joke.
Also, Mercedes.
Yeah.
Hi, Mercedes.
Little Lacey.
And
hi.
Lacey and Nevin.
Yeah.
And Brooke. Brooke came by. And by the way, Brooke, who was a fan of the MRL show, works at a hospital in Matthews. I wanted to hand her a $5. We have gift cards
right.
for Dunkin'. And I go, Brooke, come back. And she goes, hey, what? I go, can I borrow $5? She goes, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, she also told me that she's like a dietitian, so she was trying to eat the bad food here before she went to work.
Yeah, hey, by the way, if you want to come eat the bad food, eat with us at Dunkin'. No, they have good options,
they
too,
do.
Man.
They have healthy options.
We love those wraps. The
turkey sausage here and all the good stuff.
All right, so the Florida thing blew up yesterday, Loren.
Yes.
And we talked about it a little bit on the air, but we posted on our socials at the MRL show, and people gave us hilarious responses.
Well, and I'm from Florida originally, so I grew up seeing this news, like, firsthand. So I think it doesn't, like, even faze me.
All right, so if you don't know what we're talking about, the thing that went viral was the statement where you typed into Google... Florida man, that's it, in quotes, followed by
your birthday.
Oh, mine's bad.
And then it tells you what a Florida man did.
Well, now I got to do mine.
Why? What was yours?
Mine, a Florida man pleads guilty to mailing bombs to Trump.
Oh.
Why do I get that one? That's not fun.
While Loren's looking for hers, you guys posted a bunch of funny ones at the MRL show on Insta. Florida man arrested for giving girlfriend a wet willy. Florida man attacks gas station clerk with hot dogs, corn dog stick over beer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here we go. I finally got a good one. Florida man arrested for attempted striptease at a restaurant.
Oh, mine's not good either.
Naked man chases couple around Chick-fil-A parking lot.
Yeah, all the crazy stuff happens down in Florida. Yeah.
These are you guys. You guys posted these at the MRL show. Florida man caught with nearly 200 illegal lobsters.
Florida man dances on top of police cruiser to ward off vampires. What? What?
Florida man beats ATM, says it gave him too much cash.
Okay. You know the one that I saw yesterday about Florida man arrested over Wendy's drive-through gator toss? I remember that.
I kind of do, too.
I know.
The guy went through the drive-thru with
and
the
he
gator,
threw the
and
gator.
He threw it
I do remember
into
that.
The window.
Gosh, the Florida man.
What's going on? Can't we? Now, Florida's a peninsula.
Yeah.
can't we cut it off?
Easy.
It's just, aren't you just trimming it? Can't we just trim off the stages and give Georgia would love the coastline?
Maybe.
It's one earthquake away.
Here's a couple other good ones. Florida man attacks mother with sausage.
Mm.
Let's see. Florida man sent back to jail after not paying for taxi ride home after being released from jail.
Oh, there it is. There it is. That's just one of those people who wants to go back to jail.
Yeah.
Well, keep them coming, you guys. We love reading these. They're all up at the MRL show.
But we have to give away money.
Mmm. Love doing that.
704-570-9595. $100 could be yours. Name the song. You get the cash. 5 seconds to cash. We'll play coming up in 3 minutes on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Maney Roy in the Rim Morning Show. We are at Dunkin' off of South Tryon, just past 45, right there near Sandy Porter across from the QT. And so you're more than welcome to come by and say hi to us. But so if you've ever been to an Indian wedding, can you give us a phone call at 704-570-9595? Because I've been invited to one, and I'm super excited about it. I've been watching YouTube videos, and they do all these wonderful things. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I looked online and I bought a kurta.
Mm-hmm.
To wear to the wedding, which
explain what that is.
It's
I have an idea, but I don't know if I'm right.
I don't know how to.
It's fitted up top. It's a long sleeve, kind of half button down, fitted up top, and then it flares out a little bit, so, like A line.
So Nick Jonas wore that.
Yes.
For Priyanka at the wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Roy, I lived in India for 4 months, and that was...
Is that Indian, like the normal wear?
Yeah, but Indian weddings, there are more casual ones, too, but the dressier ones are beautiful. But Indian weddings were my favorite part of living in India. Like,
yeah, they're so much fun, and they last days.
Yes, the celebrations go on for days, yeah. And they're just a ton of fun.
Are you taking a week off of work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be gone for... No,
to go party for at the wedding
for
days.
Just for the weekend.
Well, make no mistake about this. If this wasn't Sterling's friend that they were going, like, I would have forced Roy to take me to this wedding.
Yeah?
I love Indian weddings.
All right. Well, so Sterling's not a fan of the fact that I bought the kurta.
He's not going to wear one?
Why not?
No, so here's the whole breakdown. Number one, I don't know them. Like, when I mean, like, I don't know them, I've never met them. And number two, this is the text that I got from Sterling. I'll read it to you word for word. To be clear. It's not that I'm not a fan.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They start off
It
with
starts
to be
off
clear.
With to be clear. It's not that I'm not a fan of the shirt. It's that, one, I think that they will assume that you know things about the Indian culture when you don't, which would be awkward. And two, you need to prioritize getting something you can wear more than once. Like, he wants me to wear, like, a suit jacket. And he also doesn't want me to be, like, the only white person there wearing a kurta when everyone else is going to be wearing normal clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, am I being offensive? I don't know.
Well, we need to hear from people who have been to the Indian weddings. 704-570-9595. Give us a shout. You can also text us.
Yeah.
Because, I feel you. Because I would be in the same boat as you. And I would want to wear the garb or the attire that is appropriate for the wedding.
But I truly don't know anything about the culture.
But can I be honest?
But you're coming
with you?
In hot wearing that, though.
You are coming in hot.
I kind of see that, too, where you're coming in hot and people are going to be like, oh, so you've been to India before? You've been to a wedding before?
No, got this on Etsy.
But if I'm being honest with you, Roy, I think they want you to celebrate their culture because they wouldn't, like, if they're having an Indian wedding. They're celebrating their culture. So I think it would be strange for you not to wear.
Let's bring in Travis from Hickory. He's been to an Indian wedding. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Am I being out of line by wanting to wear a kurta? And there's a whole other sidebar to this whole thing that we don't have time getting into. I don't know if a Thailand size is the same as American size. It probably won't even
Well, we'll find out when it arrives.
Yeah. I used to work for an audio production company in Florida, And they hired us to be their sound for the wedding. And it was like a three-day event. It was the most extravagant wedding I think I've ever been a part of. They had a lot of food. The food is amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. There are so many colors.
Roy knows that the wedding's a party, but what about the attire? Did you see a lot of...
Yeah, did people attending the wedding have the kurtas and saris and...
Oh, yeah. Almost all of them.
Okay. Now, hang on, but, like, did white people have kurtas?
Honestly, I didn't see too many Caucasian people there. Yeah. I almost felt like...
See what I'm saying?
I hear you. Travis, thanks for the phone call. We got to jump over. Nicole, bring up Jay in Charlotte because he's Indian, and he's going to give you advice, Roy.
All right, Jay, am I being offensive?
Hey, no, not at all. They'll actually love you even more if you did wear a kurta.
Oh, see, look at that.
I told you.
I got to make a good impression because I've never met them before, so I got to come in hot.
Right. No. It'll if you wear American clothes, you know, it'll still be fine. It's just if you do wear Indian clothes, then, you know, people will probably come up to you. You know, talk to you a little bit more, you know, smile at you, and just they'll definitely enjoy that you're sharing the culture with them.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Now I'm excited. How do I get an invite?
I don't know. I barely got an invite. Sterling had to go on a bachelor trip and beg for me to come.
You want to hear from one more?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jay. How about Nancy and Charlotte? Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. So if you don't think Roy should wear the kurta, let him know.
No, I think he should wear it. From what I understand, it's a sign of respect. I have a very good friend that's from India, and every event that she invites me to, whether it's in Charlotte, I have two Indian outfits, and I know nothing about India. And she's a very good friend of mine. And they are actually it's a compliment, and they enjoy watching other people wear it.
Yeah. They wouldn't have invited you to their wedding if they didn't want you to celebrate their culture.
That's funny. I know, but I'm very ignorant of the culture.
Somebody from Area Code 704 said,
"You have to be willing to learn."
This is so true. Somebody from Area Code 704 says, "Hey, I wear a Panthers jersey to the football games. That doesn't mean that I know everything about the game. So it's really no different than you wearing a kurta."
I don't know if that's the same, though.
I think that's funny. Just because you're wearing the kurta, nobody's going to think that you're from India. You're just celebrating the culture.
I don't know. We'll see.
When is it?
It's in like less than a month from now.
When's the kurta arriving?
I better get here soon. It's coming from Thailand. Like, I'm getting it made in India.
They're making it?
It doesn't say like what your lead time is for it?
No. When you order it on Etsy, it's made for just people. So I'm hoping soon. I better get it in enough time.
You can also message the people either you're ordering for on Etsy. That might be a good idea.
I like that you're like, I don't know. There's not a lot of big people in India. I don't know if it's going to fit.
I really don't.
Well, if they're making it for you, why don't you just send them your measurements?
Because he told me, that's a good idea. I didn't do that because
Nobody's trying to measure themselves, Lorraine. We want to feel good about ourselves.
I was told that the size was in an American letter, whatever that means. I don't know what that is.
All right. Well, we'll keep everybody.
Small, medium, large.
Okay.
We'll keep everybody updated on Roy's trip to the Indian wedding. I can't wait to see your outfit, bro.
I can't wait either. I think I'm gonna get both.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Sterling just texted and said I still need it. It ain't good. He says I still need to wear a damn suit.
So. Oh,
come on, Sterling. Bring both, Roy. Bring the kurta for pictures. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, David Letterman, he was on Ellen this week, and he said this about his time on CBS. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. We are at Duncan.
On South Tryon, we want you to come by and say hi. We are on our way to meeting 10,000 listeners in the next couple weeks. We're going to be at Duncan's all over the Carolinas. Next week, I'm pretty sure we're going to be in the Mint Hill area.
Yeah.
But today we're in South Tryon, just off of 485. Come by. In fact, we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren live.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen in about 10 minutes. So if you're in the area and you love listening to Can't Beat Loren and you want to play live, then head over here now to the Duncan on South Tryon for Can't Beat Loren.
I know. We just had a guy that just come up and said hi, and then we were about to go in the air, and then he left.
I know. I felt bad. Come back.
We need that picture to count for the 10,000.
Right. He didn't count. He saw us, but it didn't count.
Such a nice guy, too. Hey, real quick, before we get into the dirty, Loren, I want to remind everyone, we mentioned this yesterday quite a bit, and I think it's so important because everybody knows someone who's been affected with cancer, and Corona and the Jimmy V Foundation have partnered with us to raise money for the month of March. And it's all for the V Foundation. So if you're from North Carolina or South Carolina, you know how important Jimmy Valvano was to the NC State Wolfpack. And the V Foundation is here for you. They've raised over $250 million in cancer research money. So we want to keep that up. So please head over to kiss951.com/JimmyV to donate today, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get into the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So fans are wondering what is going on between longtime pals Lady Gaga and Jeremy Renner. Now, the two have been hanging out a lot lately, and people were thinking that maybe this friendship was heating up into something more, but sources are conflicting, saying that it's not a relationship, they're not romantic, he's simply supporting her through her called-off engagement to her ex-fiancé.
Okay.
Isn't
Jeremy Renner, like, actually a genius? Didn't I read that somewhere? Like, he's really, really smart?
I don't know, Roy. That's not in this article.
Oh, okay. Don't push too far. I got it.
Don't ask questions. I don't have the answers.
I got it.
We'll take your word for it.
All right.
So, Lee Daniels, the creator of Empire, is speaking out about what the cast has been going through in the wake of the Jussie Smollett drama.
Yeah.
So he is saying that they've had a really hard time with it, ups and downs. They've had, you know, they've suffered pain. They've gone through just every emotion you can imagine.
These past couple of weeks have been a freaking roller coaster. Me and my cast have experienced pain and anger and sadness and frustration and really don't know how to deal with it, you know? And because it happened, everything has happened, which you are seeing tonight, prior to the incident. And this is not what the show was made for. The show was made to bring America together.
And that's what he posted up on his Instagram. Sorry, Manny, what were you about to say?
Oh, I just said I was reading an article that said the cast is also torn, which has given them some internal conflict. Some of the people on the show are on Jesse's side.
Right.
Some of the people on Jesse's side, some of the people aren't. So
yeah,
it's interesting, man. That sucks for the cast.
I know. And you just have to, you know, wait and see how the whole thing plays out. David Letterman, he was just on Ellen, and he had this to say about his time spent at CBS.
It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me. And I should have left like 10 years ago. You want to make sure you have some energy to direct toward other things. Now, you, nothing but energy, are doing other things while you're on television. So that's great. I did not. All I cared about was myself.
And he goes on to say that he stayed way too long at CBS.
Was he saying, like, he's now too tired to do anything?
No, I think he was saying that, like, he didn't feel like he was up to his best on his last couple of years
at CBS. But it was selfish of him to stay, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these networks, if you get ratings, dude, they are not going to let you go,
care.
David.
Right.
And by the way, I love that he's still rocking the full beard in that interview.
You know, it's so funny, because if you haven't seen him since he left CBS, he's really unrecognizable. So, Cardi B, she has trademarked. Can you do it, Roy? You do it better than I do. She's patented it, trademarked it. So there are jumpsuits, dresses, blouses, leggings, all kinds of things on the way from Cardi B under I do it the worst. Yeah, but that is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
Does this man right here want to play Can't Beat Loren?
Do you
want to play Can't Beat Loren? No.
No, he doesn't want to play
Loren. We need someone to play Can't Beat Loren live.
All right, so we're at Duncan off of South Tryon near Sandy Porter across from the QT just past 45. If you want to play Can't Beat Loren live, we are here.
You got to come by. We got some Dunkin' gift cards for you if you play. Just by playing, you'll score yourself some Dunkin' gift cards. So get over here pronto so we can play CBL, then get into the Legendary Friday free-for-all.
All right, it's all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Rant.
On Kiss95.1.
We're live from Dunkin'.
On South Tryon, right off of 485, met so many awesome people so far. Thanks to everyone who has dropped by and said hi. We have more Dunkin' gift cards to give to you, plus Hornets tickets coming up just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but first we got to play Can't Beat Loren, and it's the live version. We've got Doug. He's my victim today.
She's playing for 70 wins, Doug.
Well, that means I get to stop her from beating her record.
Now, you've played once before on the radio.
Yes.
How'd you do?
It was 4-4, we both missed the Dylan McKay question.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, throw her into the... She's going into the bathroom, by the way.
All right, Lorraine, if you would please leave the Dunkin' dining area.
Okay, I'm going.
All right, Lorraine, putting her headphones down. She's grabbing her Dunkin'. And she is... She's running to the bathroom.
Somebody's in there.
Now we have to wait. No, she's now closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Doug, live from the Dunkin' on South Tryon. Here we go. Question number one. This Jenner defended herself, made billionaire status, saying not a dime of her money in the bank account was inherited. Which Jenner was that?
Kendall Jenner.
Question two. Amelia Clark opened up about how she has suffered two brain aneurysms. Amelia stars in the show Game of Thrones. True or false? That's a Netflix show.
False.
Question three. The trailer for the third season of this Netflix show starring Millie Bobby Brown was released this week.
Stranger Things.
Question four. What singer and ex-wife of Nick Lachey welcomed her third child this week?
Jessica Simpson.
Ooh, Doug. Here we go. Question number five. In a recent interview with People magazine, Kristen Bell admitted she thought she would never marry her now husband and father of her two daughters. Who is Bell's husband? And we will not accept Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bell.
Okay.
All right, Loren.
Jamie, will you go get Loren? Knock first. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen?
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Karen
wanted to play Can't Be Loren. Okay, hold on. Here, take a gift card just for being a runner-up.
All right, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Doug got three correct.
Okay. Ooh,
all right.
Jeez.
The look on his face of surprise. He was surprised. All right. Let's see how you do, Loren. Question one. This Jenner defended her self-made billionaire status, saying not a dime in her bank account was inherited. Which Jenner was that?
It was Kylie.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Doug said Kendall 1-0.
Right, family. Wrong.
Yeah.
Get back on that mic, Doug.
Come on, man.
We want to hear you. Thank Jenners. Question two. Amelia Clark opened up about how she suffered two brain aneurysms. Amelia stars on HBO's Game of Thrones. True or false? That's a Netflix show.
False.
That is correct. It's 2-1.
And question three, the trailer for the third season of this Netflix show starring Millie Bobby Brown was released this week.
Stranger Things.
That's right. It's 3-2.
It's hard to play, by the way. There's like 9 things going on around you.
Yeah, people walking in and out. People coming up to us thinking we're the drive-thru.
Yeah. Can I get a latte?
Oh, no. You got to go up there.
Okay. Just concentrate because this is
focus.
For 70
yes,
wins.
I know.
What singer and ex-wife of Nick Lachey welcomed her third kid this week?
Jessica Simpson.
You got it right. It's 4-3.
For the win, straight win or the tie, we'll find out. In a recent interview with People magazine, Kristen Bell admitted she thought she would never marry her now husband and father of her two daughters. Who is Kristen Bell's husband? Doug said Mr. Bell.
I know it's Dax Shepard.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. The win, you have 70 wins. Wow. Congratulations.
All right, Loren, I tried, but I just can't beat Loren.
Aw, thanks, Doug.
70 wins she has. Doug, you are around greatness. 2 wins away from tying her all-time record in 2017. Amazing. Thanks, Doug. Here you go, Doug. Buddy.
Here's a gift card. Thanks for stopping by Dunkin'. You know, we're going to be live at every Dunkin' every Friday for the so we're bringing literally the Legendary Friday free-for-all to the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to kick off the Legendary Friday free-for-all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
On the Hits 95.1, it's the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show live at Dunkin' on South Tryon, just past 45. You know, we have an interesting thing happening on the show right now. Our buddy Manny.
Hi.
Everyone calls you Manny.
Sometimes, yeah, they think my first name is Manny.
Right, but it's Manny.
Actually, yeah, and that's your last name.
And it's my last name. It's just what everybody's called me, and I've always kept it that.
But we actually have someone here by the name of Manny.
Hey, Manny.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. Good to meet you. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Hornets play the Celtics tomorrow night at the Spectrum Center at 6 o'clock, special time. Right. And it's not just any game. It is a game that features Loren on the dance floor, former Honeybee will be doing the alumni dance.
Yes, tonight. It's the alumni game. So, does anyone ever call you Manny?
No. I don't think it, no.
Lucky.
Never had that situation ever pop up.
Yeah. He's like, oh, God, no, yeah. no.
Now, do you think that he's actually was Manny, but he's pronouncing it wrong? Do you think he's the one pronouncing it wrong?
I mean, it could be it, you know?
Yeah.
It could be the silent E. Like, you never know.
Well,
I'm Irish, so maybe it was O'Manahy.
Yeah.
So, to give you these tickets, we're going to play a fun game. Someone's going to read out stories, and we have to decide whether it's a story from Manny or a story from Manny. It's called the Manny Manny Game.
Manny 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 Mo.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You guys, Roy and Loren, are playing. Manny, you hang out here, and if it's your story, you give us a little quick background on it.
All right. Cool.
Question number one, was this Manny or Manny? At age 10, I rode my bike into a moving car. Manny or Manny?
Ooh. I'm going to say that is Manny.
I'm going to say it's Manny as well, because I feel like Manny would have, like, totaled the car. Or, like, done.
We would have known. Yeah. I feel like I would have known.
Yeah.
Manny, is that your story?
No.
What?
Really?
That was my story. I was on my way to go to a Dairy Queen, and I drove across the intersection. I didn't see the car, and I ran into it.
For sure. You're such a drama queen. You would have told us this
Me
story.
Me too.
The look on the woman's face when I hit the side of her car was amazing, too. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, well, she thought she just killed a child.
I know.
You know.
It was rough. It was in the 80s. That kind of thing was allowed. We just picked up and moved on. All right, it's the Manny or Manny game. Manny, where are you from?
I was born in Long Island, New York, and I came down here when I was four, so pretty much Charlotte raised.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
All right, who did this? Was it Manny or Manny? Acted like a professor in college.
It was definitely Manny.
Yeah, it sounds like something you did.
Manny or Manny? Manny, was that you or me?
That was Manny.
That was you.
Wow.
You guys are terrible at this game.
I know. You guys are like two peas in a pod, it sounds like.
Tell us about that. What happened?
So I had a public speaking class, and on a speech day, we had to come up all dressed up. And when I was leaving campus, I was walking, you know, just walking to my car, and I saw these guys just, like, acting up, and I was like, good morning, gentlemen, and they're like, sorry, sir.
That's awesome.
All right, here we go. The last one for Hornets tickets to go see the Celtics tomorrow night in a throwback game, the Hornets and the Celtics. Manny or Manny? Tried out for a baseball team, and the coach said, try a different sport. Baseball's not your thing. Manny or Manny?
Hmm.
That sounds like a you.
Yeah, it does sound like a Manny.
That's right. Finally, you guys got one right. I got to know this story. We didn't get to it, but on the Manny side of things, it said, I fell down the stairs, and my grandma told me to fall more.
Yeah. So one time I was walking down the stairs, and we got carpet, so I slipped. I fell like a couple steps, and I got up. And my grandma was in front of me, and she turned around. She's a Hispanic grandma, so she's like, why didn't you fall more? I just wanted to see what happens. And I was just like, I was like, I'm okay. Thank you.
Thanks for asking, yeah. Grandma.
All right. Congratulations, Manny. Right. Here's tickets. Enjoy the game. And thanks for playing the Manny or Manny game. I think we should bring this back. I kind of like the Manny or Manny game.
I do, too. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Let's do a quick dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we're getting new J-Lo music pretty soon. She just announced that she is going to be collaborating on a song with French Montana. Can't wait to hear it. And John Wick 3 also just dropped a brand new trailer. So if you want to see that, we will get the trailer up for you at kiss951.com.
I've never seen any of the John Wick.
Really?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You have it?
No.
Keanu Reeves?
No.
You have to get into it a little bit.
Okay.
Some wedding news on the Jonas front. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner will tie the knot this June at the south of France. And Lady Gaga and Jeremy Renner, what is going on with the two of them? Well, they're longtime friends, and they've been hanging out a lot lately. But inside sources are saying that it's not, there's no romance going on between them. So don't count this couple in just yet. They're just friends.
I get it.
Okay.
That is your dirty.
All right. You have a What Loren Likes?
Yeah, sure do.
All right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody go out and get? What does Loren like?
So there is a shop review that I found, and it's got a kit that will fix the broken glass on your iPhone. It kind of looks like a super glue little bottle that you put into the crack on your phone, and then you can smooth it over, and it should fix the crack with no problem.
Really? So it's like wood glue, but for glass?
Yeah, and it's only like $14. So we'll put the link up at kiss951.com. So if you have a broken phone and you want to give this a shot before you go to iFix or something like
spend $100.
Yep.
Lorraine's such a professional. I'm eating her donut holes from Dunkin' while she's doing the dirty.
I know, you jerk, and you're eating my favorite ones. Like, eat the other ones.
Yeah, but you're such a professional. You didn't even stop while I was doing that. Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
All right. We are live.
Now you're going to talk about
maybe
mouthful.
I should talk from the Dunkin' on South Tryon. No, this is a good commercial for Dunkin'. It's delicious. The food's great. We're meeting so many awesome people.
Yeah, so please come on out to South Tryon, just past 45, across from the QT. We're going to be out here until 9 or so.
Yeah, and then coming up in under 10 minutes, we got to talk about the things that guys consider romantic. And I want to find out, Lorraine, if you think any of these things are romantic.
I can guarantee you I probably will not.
We'll get to it in under 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show at the Dunkin' on South Tryon. I started yelling at everybody in the line, looked back at me. I'm sorry, I'm not taking any orders.
I know, it's confusing because we have headsets on.
It's the MRL Show Fam Jam. We're taking the free-for-all to the streets every Friday for the next couple weeks. We're going to be in Matthews next week. The location in Matthews next week, so that you guys can plan ahead, is the Dunkin' on Fincher Farm Road.
Ooh, Fincher Farm Road. That sounds fun. Fincher Farm Road.
Yep. A finch, you grow an inch, right? Isn't that the saying?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, did somebody just zip something?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so.
That was me. I didn't realize it was so loud.
Anyway, so many great people have come by. They're awesome. We thank everyone who stopped in. We still have some more gift cards to give away. The Hornets tickets are gone, though.
Okay. So listen up. We are tonight going to be at Carowinds, and we're camping out so that we can have our KISS listeners be the first to ride the Copperhead Strike, which is the new dual-launched roller coaster at Carowinds. And
people had to go on to kiss951.com to register to win the chance to hang out with us.
Yes. And I'm a little surprised that anybody would ever volunteer
me too.
To camp with us.
Brady in Charlotte's on the phone. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
You lucky dog.
Yes. Yes. Thank y'all for doing this. This is all my daughters talk about for the past week.
Really?
How old is your daughter, Brady?
We'll turn 11 this summer.
Okay, cool.
So let me ask you, do you guys typically camp? Are you campers?
We have blended experience levels in the family. So, I'm an experienced camper. She not so much, but trying to get her more involved in it. Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be a great experience for us.
That's really good because whenever I would go camping, I used to sleep in the back of a van. So I don't even know how to pinch a tent. You know,
you don't pinch a tent.
I don't know how to pinch a tent.
Pinch a tent. Brady, what's your daughter's name?
Surrey.
Surrey. Oh boy, that's going to be confusing.
No,
I use my Siri for everything.
I know, but Surrey is like Surrey Cruz. That's a cool name.
Let me see if my phone knows the difference. Hey, Surrey. Oh boy.
No, she doesn't. She's talking back.
So, is she a big roller coaster fan?
She is a hardcore enthusiast. That when I heard the thing on the show where we had to register, I got to work, immediately texted wife and said, we have got to do this. We have absolutely got to do this. When the Carowinds posted the first POV for the first test run, saw it that day. She knows all the details of the various coasters, in the U.S., and she is very much an enthusiast. So for her, this is something she's going to remember for the rest of her life.
That's
amazing.
That's the coolest thing. And then we did this little amendment thing to it where we're like, not only do you get to ride the roller coaster, but Brady and Surrey have to spend the night with us. And that's where it kind of makes a left turn because the Copperhead Strikes ride is going to be tomorrow morning at 9. She's going to be one of the first ones on it, which is amazing.
She's going to be able to compete for her seat.
Oh, that's right. We're going to play games tonight where she can compete for her seat. So, Brady, you are going to be out there. What are you going to bring to the table? What are you expecting on tonight's camp out that we could talk about Monday morning that fails or did not happen, I'm sure, on our part?
Well, I mean, the games. I mean, the way I read it, these are going to be games that we are playing in order to for seat position on the coaster, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going to be competitive.
If you
there's going to be a competitive
game
element to it. So, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of funny moments come out of that.
Oh, we're excited.
Yeah, man.
We're excited. Are you bringing a sleeping bag?
Oh, clearly, it's going to get down to, like, the mid-30s tonight.
What else did you think he was going to sleep in?
Sometimes these guys bring campers if they're expert camping people, and I was kind of hoping that we'd all be in his camper. Oh, man. All right. What time are you getting down there, dude?
8-ish, maybe a little before.
Yeah, don't come after 8. I heard they lock the gates. Like, we're being locked
in. Oh, really?
No, 10.
Oh, 10 they lock the gates?
10
they
lock the gates.
10 is locked
down. 8 to 8:30 is load up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right. Well, Brady, we're excited, man. We will see you out there. Some other of our Beasley Media Group sister stations have listeners out there, too. So you are going to represent for us tonight in these games. It's going to be like Survivor. I can't wait.
All right. We are so looking forward to it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Brady.
All right, Brady. I'll take care.
We'll have good stories on Monday morning. Tonight we'll go on Facebook Live. We'll probably go on Insta Live.
Yeah.
You know, keep up with us at the MRL show and all of our socials.
Y'all aren't going to do that awful thing to the first that falls asleep, are you?
Yes.
No.
I'm bringing shaving cream.
Oh, yeah.
And then you tickle the nose, put the shaving cream on the hand, and they...
Or you freeze their underwear.
Put your hand in water.
Yeah. And I know it's going to be me.
You know what I should go do is get like a marker that you think is a Sharpie, but you can wash it off and then draw on a Lorraine's face because she's going to fall asleep first.
Yeah, but that's trendy now. She'll wake up Post Malone.
Right.
Go to sleep, Lorraine. Wake up Post Malone.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that picture, too, of Post Malone without tats?
No.
Oh, I have to show you. It was floating around this week on Insta. And, yeah, he's handsome.
Hey, he looks great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right, Roy, we got a list of the things that guys do that are considered romantic. And they're unconventional, Loren. So I thought Roy could read out a couple, and you decide whether or not these are really romantic or just a last-ditch effort for some guy.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into it coming up under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show at Dunkin' Donuts, South Tryon, just past 45. We're here because we're trying to meet 10,000 listeners over the span of the next couple of months.
How far in do you think we are? 1,000?
With the parade and the...
I think you're 1,000.
Yeah.
We're meeting a lot. I don't know if anyone's really keeping count, to be quite honest with you.
Well, the idea is to meet as many people as we can and say hi to you guys. And I love when we run into people. Like, we talked to Rachel this morning who said she's been listening to us to Kiss since 2009. And we turned her from another radio show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she was fans of a different morning show, and then she's been listening to us since 2015.
Aw.
So that's awesome. We appreciate that.
So these are the 10 unconventional things that guys consider romantic.
Okay.
Yeah, give these to Loren. I'm curious what Loren's reaction is to these.
Sure. And by the way, I don't think they're that all unconventional.
They come from guys. I'm sure they're very romantic.
All right, so number one, cleaning the house.
Very romantic. Absolutely romantic. Like, my panties are dropping right now.
Oh! There's kids somewhere.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were going to start off at the top. That's like the most romantic thing.
Really? So you mean to tell me that... You mean to tell me that if Mr. Dallas is looking to have some adult time, that's all he has to do
just
is clean
the house?
Yeah, just keep it clean. I don't even need you to clean it. I just need you to keep it clean.
Oh, man. You're easy.
I've been called worse.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Loren's medicine has got to be kicking in by now.
I know. For her to start off with that.
Cold medicine.
Hang on, Loren. Let's see what this does, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Holding in the farts.
No, not romantic.
Okay.
No.
Panties back on.
Oh, boy. They're coming. The clothes are coming back on. All right. Sending flowers after a bad date or a day.
Oh, boy, she's getting dressed now.
No, after a bad date, no, but after a bad day, yes, I think that's very romantic.
All right. How about defending your honor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yes, yeah. Now we're getting undressed again, people. By the way, this is a list of unconventional things that guys think are romantic.
Yes.
I think I told you guys this before, but Dallas had to defend my honor at a bar in Fort Lauderdale. We were young. We were, you know, I was in my 20s, but... it was so hot. I was like, let's go. Let's go home now.
Let me ask let's kind of blow through a couple, few of these a bit fast. Putting the toilet seat down?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say that's romantic. It's just respectful.
Watching rom-coms with you?
Yes, that's very sweet.
Is that romantic?
Yeah.
Bringing friends on a date?
It depends on how long we've been dating.
Like, and who the friend is.
Yeah, first or second dates, I feel like that's okay. But once you get into it,
Maybe I want you to myself.
Gushy love notes.
Yes, very romantic.
Really? Amanda loves that. Like,
me too.
I'll leave her notes sometimes in the morning, and she's like, that's the sweetest thing ever.
I know, I love that.
But she tells me that at 8:30 in the morning, and then that's 12 hours I have to screw up everything. That's a lot of time, you know?
I don't know if Sterling cares about the love notes. I've done it. I've done it. I don't know if he cares.
Well, based on the 7:10 a.m. conversation for today, you got a lot of writing to do.
I know.
Missed that, what Roy was talking about. He and Sterling disagree on a wedding and the attire to be worn to a wedding. You can listen to that on the podcast.
Over texting?
No, not romantic.
Saying I love you if it's too early.
Nope, not romantic.
That scares you, right?
Yeah,
you want to run.
Somebody out.
See, I knew this list had its errors.
Yeah. But man, it started off really well with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, let's turn it over to you guys, the MRL Show fan. We want to hear from you. You know, we're meeting people here at the Dunkin' on South Tryon just off of 485, but we want to hit the phones and hear from you, ladies, specifically. What is it that a man can do that you find romantic? And it's unconventional. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, not just saying I love you, but like, you know, unconventional. Is it dressing nice, picking out an outfit for you to wear on a date?
704-570-9595. We'll talk to you coming up in about 5 minutes.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we're at Dunkin' over here off of South Tryon, just past 485. We're doing this every Friday, taking the MRL. It's called the MRL Fam Jam.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. It's so amazing. And we're taking it to the street every Friday. If you want to see if we're going to be coming to your town soon, just go online at kiss951.com. But we were talking about the unconventional things guys consider romantic. And immediately, Loren loved the idea of cleaning the house. You thought that was so romantic.
I do. And I'm not alone. People are texting us to the studio line.
And before you start reading texts, let's go back a tick and replay. And I quote. What did you say? My panties dropping?
I said my panties just fell off.
Yeah, my right. Okay. Hey.
See? It really worked. But then there was like other weird ones, like holding in farts.
Yeah, that's not romantic. I don't even need to know that.
Putting the toilet seat down, over-texting, saying I love you if it's too early.
Yeah.
But we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What do you find the unconventional thing that's romantic in a guy? This is... Faith in Albemarle.
Hi.
Good morning, Faith. How are you?
Good, how are y'all?
We're good. We're enjoying this little MRL Show Friday Fam Jam stop. So what is it about a guy that you consider romantic that maybe other people might not?
When my man shaves his face.
When he shaves his face?
Yes.
He likes to
grow it out, and he looks like a woolly mammoth. And when he shaves it, it's really attractive to me.
So you don't like it to be full on beard, but what about like a little scruff?
I mean, that's okay, but he likes to grow without like really bushy and thick, and I can't do that.
Mountain man style.
Well, given the Mount Rushmore of the MRL show, Roy is your guy because I have scruff.
Yeah, I don't have any scruff.
No, ever. Never. I've never seen you with facial hair.
No, I shave it pretty quickly.
Thank you, Faith. I want to do a contest, Loren, where Roy, if he loses, he has to grow out like a goatee or something.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you? We've never seen it.
No. I don't know that he can.
I've always thought the idea of having a big old beard, like a big one.
Like David Letterman?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like, I think that'd be really cool. But I think Sterling would probably break up with me.
Letterman's beard.
Yeah, you're on a good roll already.
Yeah.
Sterling's already against you.
Yeah.
Letterman's beard looks like the cow pusher on the front of the old trains. You know that thing that, like, sticks out?
Right.
Let's say hi to.
All right, let's say hi to Jackie and Charlotte.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're
Jackie.
Doing well. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show.
Thank you.
So, what do you find? What's the unconventional thing that's so romantic on a guy?
So, it's not very unconventional. I think it's very simple. I think guys try to make it a little complicated or make it seem like we make it complicated, but it's really easy. My husband's very good at it. He it's just very thoughtful in everything that he does and gifts that he gives or even activities that we do. Just really thinks it through and is very considerate of me.
Thoughtful and considerate.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I would really, I wonder, you know, I was just talking about this off the air. I wonder if my boyfriend Sterling, because I like to cook, I wonder if he finds that romantic. I know he appreciates it.
Does he cook? No.
No, he's never cooked. That's toast.
Thanks, Jackie.
You know?
the texters that are texting in right now, 540 said that she thinks that cooking is very attractive. And then we got a 704 said, I once had a boyfriend who adopted an elephant, my favorite animal, on my behalf for a year at an animal reserve. That was my Valentine's Day present.
This was at the reserve, Roy. I know you're thinking about how do they keep an elephant in the house.
Right, yeah, no. I thought that was against Charlotte's laws.
Stayed at the reserve. Yeah. They adopted it for a year, so they.
Oh, it's kind of like when I bought real estate on the moon. It's not really real.
Yeah, you gave it to your sister for Christmas.
Yeah.
But you thought that was a thoughtful gift, right?
Well, I thought.
Let's go back out to Albemarle and say hi to Abigail.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. What's the unconventional thing that you consider romantic when a guy does it?
So for me, I'm in nursing school, so my life just basically revolves around studying. So my current guy has just been the best about it, but he will come over and help me study. And for me, that's just a big deal since that's what I do all the time.
Sure, yeah, he could be out with his friends. Or What does that look, Manny?
I have a conflict here.
Well, okay.
I think there's a conflict with Abigail. If studying is romantic, then how much studying actually gets done when he comes over to help you study, which you consider romantic?
Yeah.
That's a good point. But he's actually very good about it because he knows, like, how important it is that I pass my test and know what I'm doing. So he's very supportive in all my school stuff.
Right. So you're actually studying.
When you get your chapter.
Yes, I am actually studying. So we plan, like, dates and everything around when I'm doing schoolwork and when I'm not. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had your discipline. Thank you so much.
flashcards into the bedroom, you know.
Let's say hi to Karen in Mooresville. We were up there last week.
All right. Hi, Karen.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Don't worry about us. We're just at another Dunkin'. Go ahead. Speak up. We can't hear you. Go ahead, Karen.
I met you guys last week at Dunkin' with my son, James.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Great. It was great meeting you. So tell us, Karen, what's the unconventional thing?
Yeah, my wife, she buys me snacks. Like, my favorite snacks. Like,
we have a winner.
There you
go. Snacks. That is the winner.
I'll have honey buns and blue Powerade and cheesecake, all the good stuff.
Yeah, she knows what you love.
Yeah,
and that is sweet.
Snacks are a thing.
I think that you can get to anyone's heart with food. You know, if you're ever going to be in a bad meeting or if your boss is upset with you, you know, just, like, bring them food.
If you're going to get fired and you know it, cater that meeting.
Right. So, like, hey, guys, what do you think of my...
This is a new thing I'm trying.
My Dunkin' spread.
Yeah, I brought everybody donuts this morning. I thought, cancel the firing. We like Johnson after all.
What was this meeting for? Oh, nothing, actually. We're calling it off.
All right. We got to thank so many people who made today's show possible. Thank you to Kyle in engineering for setting us up, breaking down, and then resetting up so we can get back on the air.
Yeah, we had power issues this morning.
Thank you to Melanie and Stacy from promotions for helping us out every week. They're going to be part of it, so we thank you. And, of course, the biggest thank you.
Did you thank intern Jamie?
No.
Okay, we got to thank intern Jamie because he's been our video producer today, running the video equipment. We want to thank Nicole back in the studio. Thank you guys so much.
And, of course, to Duncan.
Yep, thank you, Duncan, and thanks to you guys, the MRL Show fam, who came out here to the location on South Tryon. We're going to be out here probably for about another, until about 9:30.
Yeah.
So if you can come by and say hi, we still have a couple more gift cards to give away.
And the whole point of us being here, by the way, is because we're trying to meet 10,000 people over the next couple of months. So we're well on our way.
We've
probably met like 1,000, I would say, at this point. And so please come on out, meet us, take photos with us. And we're also going to be at Dunkin' Donuts every Friday. So check online at kiss951.com or up on our socials at the MRL Show to see if we're going to be at a Dunkin' near you.
Next week we're in Matthews at Fincher Farm Road.
Okay.
So we're at that Dunkin' location. I was yelling to the manager. I wanted to thank her for the hospitality and all the awesome. Plus, somebody sent us an Insta that she knows.
What do you mean?
The manager's mom sent us a message on Insta. She's a huge
fan
of the show. She said, say hi to my daughter, who's the manager.
Well, let me tell you, Mom. Your daughter's doing a fantastic job. She's taking good care of us. And there's been a long line, so she's busy. She can't. There's a lot of people here at the Dunkin', so she can't.
Lots of stories Monday morning. We are camping tonight at Carowinds. Make sure if you are a fan, you stay with us on Facebook and on Insta Live. We'll probably be on tonight as the MRL Show camps out, okay?
Yep. Camping inside of a locked amusement park.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.